Shalom Aleichem. So we're learning Rav Tzadok HaKohen's beautiful explanation in Derech of Chassidus of Halacha. Kabbalat Omal Chut Shemayim Shlema. What does it mean to take the yoke of heaven upon yourself? So Amru, the Gemara in Brachos, Daf Tetzvav HaMenalaf writes, Nifne Perish Mikol Gilulei Tavat Olam Hazeh. We first of all, the Gemara says you should go to the bathroom before you daven in the morning. Go to the bathroom. So Rav Tzadok explains that not just physically go to the bathroom, but emotionally in your brain, get rid of all your desires for this worldly matters. This worldly matters means extra pleasures that aren't necessary for your existence. Hamotarot asher lo l'shem shemayim, all those matters which are not for the sake of heaven. V'nota yadav, and then, of course, a yid should wash his hands. That's what the Gemara says. After you go to the bathroom, you wash your hands. Shamati shezer remizat rechitat yadayim al siluk negius. So I heard that that's washing away, it's hinting at washing away any negius, any desires or pleasures or biases that I have. Forget about all that and just focus on serving a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Okay. Before anything that's taking his thoughts and distracting him, washing your hands is reminding me to be focused. And some say that when I'm washing my hands, all the matters that I've dirtied myself in throughout my day, I need to wash myself away from all of that. It's so nice. If you go to the mikvah, you go to a shower, you can physically wash away all that filthy emotional distractions and go into the waters of purity, which I believe is an allusion to Torah. Learn Torah, learn a bit of Torah, learn a little bit of Chassidus before you daven. And washing our hands prepares us to learn Torah. When you learn Torah, it's a tavlin, it's like the medicine, it's the spice, the ingredient, so that we won't be tempted by our yetzer hara to go after our desires. So that's also alluded to in the idea of washing our hands away from the physical pleasures and then immersing ourselves in Torah. Umaniach tefillin, and then you place tefillin. Kamosh katuv, biyad, shuchotem shem shamayim. We know that the tefillin is like the stamp of the name of God on you. I'm saying I'm a servant of the master. I work for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's like a uniform, and that's what the tefillin represents. I'm going in the way of Hashem, and that's why after we wash our hands, we put on tefillin. And on your hand, it's for you as a sign, and on your head, it's a sign for everyone else, for the whole world. That the name of God is upon you. That's what the tefillin of Rosh represents. And say Shema, which is accepting upon yourself the mitzvahs. And accepting the obligation to learn Torah. And then you pray. Which is also a little bit of, you know, Omal Chot Shemayim, because I'm standing in the presence of God. He Kriyat Shema Eina Lochonocha Hashem Barach Mashi. Ain't going to feel up to the Perish Rashi. Kriyat Shema is preparing to stand before God. But Tefillah is like Mamish standing right before God, based on the Gemara and Brachos Daf Chof Hei. Shleimus Omal Chot Shemayim Sheyeh Lochonocha Hashem Barach. And the main idea of the accepting upon yourself the yoke of heaven is to be standing in the presence of God. And then after you've done all these preparations, you're ready to prepare. So the Gemara is teaching us, let's just review. First of all, we wake up, we go to the bathroom, and we wash away all of our desires. We wash our hands, wash away all of our distractions, and purify our mind with Torah. We put on our tefillin, reminding yourself of we're avadim, we're servants of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We say Shema, preparing to stand right before God, and then in Shemon Esrei we're actually standing before God, the full Machol Shem Shemai. Gevalt. Try it. Let me know how it goes. Tzadik's a wise man. It's worth trusting him. Another beautiful way of taking the Gemara and halachas and making it more deep and more special. Have a great day. Can't wait till tomorrow.